What about the issue of cytokine release and neurologic complications of CAR T? Can you talk about what's been seen with the BCMA agents or therapies?
So the ones we've used with the BCMA BiTEs, and I'll talk specifically about the BB2121 and the 21217 products. And I think it's important to recognize that both of these products have the same co-stimulatory domain. So they're using 4-1BB to cause activation of your T cells. Now, the majority of CARs which are being used in the multiple myeloma space are using 4-1BB. There were a few others who'd use CD28. So with 4-1BB, the thought is that your T cells expand a little more slowly and the kinetics of the expansion is a little bit different. You know, fortunately for us in the BB2121 studies, at least, we have really not seen maybe one grade 4 neurotoxicity, and we've treated more than 150, close to 200 patients now. We haven't seen any neurotoxicity. Grade 1 and 2, sure, we see significant amounts of that. But that is easy to manage. So in general, I think the neurotoxicity signal has been very low. And whatever neurotoxicity we've seen has been very manageable in the multiple myeloma protocols. As far as CRS is concerned, which is a cytokine release syndrome, you know, we see CRS in the majority of patients, but again, the majority of CRS seen in this BB2121 trials was 70% of them had grade 1 and 2 CRS. So grade 3 and 4, which is the real significant sort of requiring ICU level care, requiring tocilizumab, was seen in a minority of patients. And if you look at our phase 1 trial, I believe it was only 7 or 8 patients who actually received tocilizumab, which is the IL-6 receptor antibody, which mitigates CRS. So again, in my mind, concern going into CAR T cells for multiple myeloma was obviously toxicity, but coming out of it at the other end, you know, we've been pleasantly surprised and reassured by the fact that we are seeing very manageable toxicity with these products.